The Cape Barron Island Reserve. Almost half a century after the closure of Wabalena, the government set up an Aboriginal reserve on Cape Barron Island to control the lives and affairs of more than 100 Aboriginal people on the island. It was an Aboriginal reserve under law, but the government denied the Aboriginality of our people on Cape Barron and continued the policy of forced assimilation and theft of Aboriginal children. The Aboriginal families on the islands maintained a long history of resistance against unjust colonial government authority and continued to push for freedom over their own affairs in the face of racism and discrimination under law and in white society. The Cape Barron Island Reserve was open until the 1950s, when the government tried to force all the islanders to leave the Bass Strait by imposing harsh conditions on access to the land there. Realising that the islands were a stronghold for our separate identity and culture, instead of helping people to remain on the islands, the government compelled them to move to mainland Lutruwita or risk having their children taken away. This was yet another attempt at assimilation. Many families moved to the mainland of Lutruwita, to Flinders Island or mainland Australia.